This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
And then depression set in. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a difficult moment for us as a company and as a provider
is.
Of information and a way to say, because this is always, we're referring to the call at the end of the last.
If you're listening to the podcast or you didn't listen to the last hour, at the end of the last hour, a gentleman called and wanted us to help him figure out how do you find somebody good to help you manage your money and plan
retirement, not just manage the money.
Retirement.
Right,
And we both sat there going,
we don't like to just say go to vestry.com. Right. That's our company. Okay, we put it out there. You know that already. There's other firms.
There are several. I got to tell you, not a lot.
Well, apparently
I'd
not.
I'd love go to say the... a lot.
Okay, but so here's the... set it up. I mean, first we'll talk about anything you want money related. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. You get a wonderful book from us as well to try to help educate you. Because you should know something before you walk in anywhere. Because you could get taken nine different ways if you know nothing. What is the expression? If you know nothing, Wall Street's an expensive place to get a lesson. I mean, but anyway, the bottom line is, this is a question that comes up a lot. I don't have the yellow pages at home anymore, so you can't go to financial advisors there. That's a bad joke.
You wouldn't want to do that.
I'm kidding.
Anyway.
Yeah. And you wouldn't really want to type in financial advisors near me in the Google machine. That would be a bad idea.
Wait, let me do that.
Yeah, I was kind of curious to see what you'll get there in Bellevue, Washington, or whatever.
I'll use our zip code.
Okay. And so we have referred people for many years now to go to a website of people that we know manage money reputably called Dimensional Funds. They have a series of mutual funds. They work with vetted advisors that believe the things that we think you should believe, that you can't pick stocks, that you can't time markets, that you should keep your costs low, you should be widely diversified, et cetera, et cetera. And if you go to their website and type in your zip code, they will give you the names of some advisors to call.
And what I did, because I knew that this one advisor in the Seattle area, it used to be all they sold in the past were index annuities. That was their business. That's what they sold. And it is the thing that makes them a lot of money, because the commissions on indexed annuities, we actually looked at some from this company.
Yes, we did. And we actually looked at the product itself to try to determine what rate of return was likely. We figure it's between 3% and 4% a year.
3% and 4%.
Something like that.
But their commissions were between 8% and 9%.
Yeah, we figured out in one afternoon somebody had made, I think it was like $43,000 or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hire anybody in any circumstance for that kind of price. I don't care what sort of brain surgeon but still.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So I went to Dimensional's website and I typed
DFAUS.com.
I typed in 98004, which is our...
Yep, in Bellevue. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Our zip code. And up came a bunch of firms.
Only sent me two firms. Okay.
No, I was a screenshot. It was a screenshot. Okay. So there were others above it.
Oh, okay.
I sent you the very bottom of the list, and Vestry was listed there. And right above us was this firm.
Yes.
Now, what I did was I didn't just put in any firm that has the ability to use DFA. I said, I want one of the firms that uses DFA primarily, thinking that would screen them out.
Ah, okay. You tried to limit it. Yeah.
And guess what? It didn't. And let me just tell you a little bit about this.
No, wait. It didn't screen them out.
It didn't screen them out.
Yeah.
It didn't screen them out.
So that means they are duly registered as both a registered investment advisor and a broker-dealer.
An insurance agent.
Right, yeah, because you're selling an insurance product. Which is not an investment product, by the way. It is not regulated by FINRA or the Securities and Exchange Commission. It is regulated by the state insurance commissioners, which is another reason I think I'd stay a long way away from those type of annuities. But so there they are. They're right up. I mean, this is part of the problem.
And
so.
We know for a fact.
Yeah.
We've seen the materials
yeah.
that this firm sells equity indexed annuities. And yet, for some reason, they still can figure out a way to pretend to be always a fiduciary. As a matter of fact, on their website, it says this. Our fiduciary focus,
yeah.
right there. As an independent business, we're not tied to any brokerage or insurance firm.
We can use any insurance firm.
We can use any insurance firm we like, particularly the ones that pay us the biggest commissions. No, that's not there. I made that last.
You
part
added
up.
That in, but that's I thoughtful. Added that I like in. That. Yeah.
That was a joke.
Okay,
that was a joke. But they claim that they're not like brokers.
No.
They're fiduciaries.
Absolutely. Sometimes.
And yet, when I read, and this is why it's so important to read the ADV Part 2 at advisorinfo.sec.gov, they have all manner of conflicts of interest shown in there. And they say, if we have a conflict of interest, we're going to disclose it
you
in advance.
Read up
but let
on
me tell
it.
You, unless this man we talked to lied, they don't.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you need a little help with your investments? Set up a free, no-obligation appointment with one of our advisors at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
All right, I'm going to let this go in a minute. I'm
okay.
going to let it go, I
okay.
promise.
All
but
right.
I went to the Form ADV Part 2.
This Which is where advisors actually have to spell out
what
how much they're going to charge you, what they do, you kind of learn what they really believe.
Right.
And how they're going to treat you. Yes. Go ahead.
I went to their ADV Part 2.
Yeah.
And there is a paragraph, and I'm going to read you the paragraph, and you'll see how this is full of weasel words. I love weasel words because the industry uses them all the time. Little ways they get out they kind of pretend they're something they're not. This company's quote, I'm going to leave out their name for now. I should say it.
No,
nope. I'm going to
don't
be nice.
Do it. Don't do it.
I know.
Okay.
It says not to. Blank's management and employees are also licensed to sell insurance products.
Yes.
From time to time, Blank will offer clients advice or products from those activities. Clients should be aware that these services pay a commission or other compensation and can be a conflict of interest, as commissionable products can be a conflict with the fiduciary duties as a registered investment advisor. Now, wait till the next sentence. This
Please.
Is great.
Yeah.
They just said commissionable products are a conflict. Well,
yes.
they said can be,
can
but they
be,
are.
Can be.
They are. I mean, the fact is, even the SEC says they are. Oh, and by the way, indexed annuities, FINRA has an investor alert out about them because they're such a problem. So anyway, continuing. Blank always acts in the best interests of the client.
What?
That's what it says.
How can they say that?
Including the sale of commissionable products to advisory clients.
Now, that's,
why?
You read that, and I don't think anybody ever read that back in the government and said, wait, you can't say that.
Of course, they didn't read it. But now, here's how they say it. This is how they weasel their way out of it.
Yes.
We always act in your best interests, including the sale of commissionable products to advisory clients. Clients always have the right to decide whether or not to utilize the services of any blank representative in such individuals' outside capacities. So the client can say, no, if we try to sell it to you and you take it, then we'll... It's your fault.
Oh, goodness sakes. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But the bottom line still remains, how do you find an advisor? Because people have all kinds of weird situations. Here's another one that I see regularly that we just read about last week, about a man who had 12 different 401k plans.
12.
Now, this was an engineer. He'd had project work with this company and that company. So over his lifetime, he'd worked in 12 different places. He left them all behind. And here's why. And I understand this, frankly. He was scared to move the money because he didn't want to do something wrong and trigger a tax issue. If you take money from a 401k and you put it into an IRA, there is no tax. If you take money from a 401k and move it to your new 401k, there is no taxation. But if you call the plan and you say, I want a distribution, they're going to send you a check and you will pay tax on that. And if you're not 59 and a half, you'll pay a penalty. So I can understand why people are nervous about this thing, these types of things. But if you want to do this on your own, it's really kind of basic. We would tell you to go to Vanguard.com and open an individual retirement account, IRA at Vanguard. Then you would call the company which you used to work for and say, I want to roll over the money from my plan to an individual retirement account at Vanguard. Roll over, not a distribution.
Roll over, not a distribution.
Thank
That's
you.
Really the key.
It really is, and we run into this all the time because people read other things. Then the company generally will send you the paperwork. Vanguard may even help you move the money directly from the plan to Vanguard, to your IRA, and I recommend, if you're still working at a company, to move it to that company. By the way, this when they looked at this guy's 12 plans, guess what it had in it? Some of them were all company stock because people...
Oh, company stock, sure.
And what do you think the other ones were in?
Actively managed mutual funds.
There was a little bit of that, but the biggest part.
Company stock.
Cash.
Oh, money markets,
Because he had moved along the way. The market had done something like May.
Right,
where
and he said, I'm going to take it out.
Get the money. Yep.
Yeah.
So then he had all this company stock, and then the other ones he had cash.
Here's what people say. I've heard this for 30 years. I'm going to take the money out of the market for now because it feels a little toppy, and I'm going to get in when it's after it goes down. I'm going to get in after it goes down.
Yeah, right.
The problem is...
Sure.
Well, we just had a month where it was down. Was that enough for you?
Is 6.5% enough, or do you have to wait for 10?
There are still people waiting from 2008
I know.
To get back in.
We've met with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Till it feels better.
It feels better. Went, right. It went up in 2009. I didn't think it was going to do that.
And
so
then it did
I was
it again
just waiting. And you know, guys like Jim Stack kept saying it's going to go down again. And all the Parma Bears keep saying it's going to go down. And so I didn't know what to do because I'm listening to all these different opinions. That's the problem.
And as Bob said, you go ask one person, they say, here's how to do it. You go ask another, here's a different opinion. That is tricky. But the bottom line is you should not have multiple retirement plans floating around for a variety of reasons.
Oh,
one of which is
not the
expenses. Another one just trying to figure it all out.
Confusion.
The only reason this guy ever did anything is because he got so confused getting 12 different statements from 12 different plans, and you don't know what you own.
I can't even imagine.
We've had people come in with 6 and 7 401ks from
401k plans.
401ks, where they are left behind, orphaned, and then I got to do something with that.
And you know what? By the way, you don't even have to. Rollover is actually the wrong word. What you want to do is a direct transfer.
Well, yes, that okay. But
a rollover means a rollover. And people get these two terms confused. And I want to make it real clear. A rollover is where you get a check.
Yeah, you can get.
You can
the
use
check.
It for 60 days.
Yep.
And then you got to get it into an account, into a qualified account.
Yep. Right. Correct.
Before that 60 days
some
is up.
Some plans won't do a direct move, though. Not all of them will.
Well, but if the new custodian comes after it, they will, though, won't they?
Not always.
I think that,
not every plan. These plans are written 100 different ways because we see this all the time.
You deal with it more often than I do.
Yeah, some people, some plans are going to make you, they're going to send a check to you. They don't want any liability for sending the money from this plan to Vanguard.
Then,
they don't want to take
you
any of that.
Have the clock starts ticking.
60
the
days.
Second the check goes in the mail.
That's right.
And you, boy, if it's late, if it's 60 days late.
Or if you don't check your mail every 60 days or something.
You better hope the mail's on time.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of that, speaking of mail being on time. So anyway, so don't wait until you have all those plans. That's poor planning. You got some big support last week. Can I mention this?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, apparently the mail does run on time.
Anytime, it's email.
Email
generally runs on time.
That's true. I'm going to just mention Jim. Jim wrote.
Well, wait, what led up to Jim sending a note?
I kind of mildly teased you about the potential.
Mildly?
Yeah, I think just barely in passing mention.
You've been taunting me
couple
for 3 weeks. Well, 2 weeks about my decision to move to a small town in Virginia.
I think we can safely say a very small town. But yes, I might have gently ribbed you. I mean, it wasn't.
No, mercilessly.
Anyway, when we come back, Don has a supporter. This is great.
And I do.
It relates to Abingdon, Virginia. So something to look forward to.
We're hitting the Sister's restaurant there at the Martha Washington Inn when I move there, and I'm buying him a drink for being so nice.
I think
855-935-TALK is our number. There are lines open, as you can tell.
Don and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-8255 is our number. That's 855-935-TALK. We're here live on Saturdays from noon till 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern. So if you're listening to the podcast, you know when you can call. And
well, you can
also
call
if you want to call live.
You can call.
But you can call anytime because I answer questions on the podcasts that air every day.
Yeah. So as we mentioned before the break, I have gently been teasing Don about his potential move to Abingdon, Virginia. And and last week I broke the news. I broke the news right here on this show that Powell's sudden service is coming to town. And I think this is kind of big news for Abingdon.
Powell's sudden service is a very popular, actually nationally popular, it turns out, nationally well-known hamburger chain, fast food chain. They don't even have seats in their restaurants. Remember the way McDonald's used to be?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you just walked in and got food. They don't even have a walk-in anymore. You have to drive through. It is the ultimate American hamburger joint. And you must take your car.
Before we go back to the phones, a listener in Tennessee named Jim said he loves the show, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, keep up the good work. And please let Tom know that Southwest Virginia has running water, electricity, motorized vehicles, even some electric, Wi-Fi, and some people have all of their teeth. There you go.
And he wanted Tom to sign up for a Powell's class.
I saw that. I think you may do that. It might be a great retirement job for you. So,
yeah, slinging burgers at Powell's. Why not? You know, it's like you being pizza boy. Yeah.
I think it was Pizza Man, but okay.
I like Pizza
Entertain
Boy.
Yourself.
Right. Pizza Boy! 855-935-TALK is our phone number. I'm making a new cartoon. Right. Pizza Boy. You're like a superhero, though.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you.
How can we help?
Okay, I have a 401k. I'm 57 and a half. I'm getting ready to retire July. And they're telling me that I can draw off of that without penalty at 57 and a half because it's part of our retirement. Is that right? Or because everybody tells me 59 and a half.
There's a little known rule called taking withdrawals in substantially equal portions over your life expectancy. You can't take it all out, but you can start taking some of it as long as you follow the life expectancy chart and you take out about, and it says substantially. It doesn't even say you have to do it exactly.
It's very murky, but it does allow you to take the money out prior to the generally accepted 59 and a half without the additional penalty.
Right.
Okay. So with ours is, if I take any of it, I have to take it all and I can... Oh, it's not. They're gonna make me take it all. I can roll some of it over into a new one. But
well, if you're leaving the company, you could do that anyway. You could roll it into an IRA, and there'd be no taxation anyway.
Yeah, because your issue is gonna be if your company makes you take a lump sum, then you need to get that into an IRA because if you take it out as a lump sum, you will get taxed and penalized.
Yeah, the big 10% on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. How much is that? You know, let's say I have about 150 in there, and I want to take about 60. I'm not going to be penalized then.
Yeah,
I would think you would.
Yeah, you will be.
I would.
Yep.
Yeah.
On that much? Yes.
Yeah.
The whole idea here is what they're allowing you to take that, as Don said, to sort of spread it. They know you're going to take some out every year for a period of time. That's why. If you take 60 out of 150, I don't think it'll last that long. Correct.
No way.
Well, they're saying that I can take the whole thing out without penalty if I want it.
Yeah, no, that,
not as a distribution. Hang on a second.
Only if you move it. Only if you move it. Hang on, we got to take a break for news, except for you podcast people who just have a little short break. And then I'm going to send you to a website, too, where you can get some more information on this. We'll talk about it a little bit more, though, because this is important, and it's something we've not talked about in a very long time.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
855-935-TALK is our phone number, and you can call us about almost anything financial. Joe's talking to us right now about his retirement account at work. He has a 401k, and he wants to retire at 57 and a half, and he wants to avoid paying the 10% penalty, and there is a way to do it, but his employer apparently is telling him he can take any amount out he wants without the penalty. That would only work if that is a non-qualified account.
Ah, that which would make sense. So is this money that was in a 401k or SEP IRA or some other qualified plan?
Well, yeah, I believe it's part of our pension. So I'm a union electrician, and I'm getting a pension, and
that may be different.
Don's right. So
that is not a qualified plan. That is a different thing, and you may very well be able to take a lump sum from your pension plan and just pay taxes on it. But I just want to make it. You need to find out for sure that it is not a 401.
Sit down with somebody there. Yeah, and but we could ask why do you want to take so much out at this age?
I want to pay my house off, so I have a little.
I want to make sure I understand. Okay, so you're taking money out of a retirement type plan to pay your house off? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
And what is the interest rate? What is the interest rate on the house mortgage? Yeah.
3.75.
I don't know that that would be a good move
Holy
either.
Holy cow! That's a great rate.
It's a 15 year, and I'm close to paying it off, and that way I have no other debt. So that's just basically.
That's almost like not having debt, though, because when you figure your tax break into that, your tax deduction into that, your effective rate on that is like 3%.
I think we're losing him. Yeah, this is something to examine,
it frees up my money so I can do other things, with my family and whatnot. It's a $1,200 a month raise.
So it's sort of a short-term fix, But also, you're that close to paying it off, then you could take the $1,200 a month out of your retirement plan.
Number two, remember when you pay off the house, now you have no liquidity. You have no other, you're taking money that you could spend on your family. You're investing that into your house.
Well, but if I have the extra $1,200 a month income is basically the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but I honestly think, let me run this by you. If you have that money invested in even bonds, high quality bonds, you're going to make about the same amount of money as you're paying out in interest. So technically you have then the whole amount of money is available should an emergency arise. You don't have to pay off. You don't have to sell your house to take out that big lump sum. And you could go ahead and just take $1,200 a month from the pension money.
Yeah. I think this.
If I take it out of the pension money, I have to take the whole sum. I can't use it as a savings.
Right, but what I'm saying is move it over to Vanguard, you invest it where you could probably make 3.5, 4.5 without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
You'd be better. I'm just saying, you might want to think about it.
Yeah, I don't
because
know that I'd
financially,
take all that out.
Yep. maybe it makes you feel better, and if that's the case, go for it. Financially, though, when we're looking at decisions from a financial standpoint, given the nature of the show, it's not a good financial decision to pay off these low interest rate mortgages. If you had a high interest rate mortgage, I'd say pay it off or refinance it, but not a low rate mortgage. Thanks for the call. And by the way, for those of you who want to understand substantially equal distributions better, I put up a link at Talking Real Money. It's under the section called, you'll see an older woman listening to headphones. It's under the Explore Show Topics. I put up a link there so you can read the IRS rules on taking those early, or avoiding those early withdrawal penalties, because it is something we don't talk about a lot.
Nope.
And let's go back to the telephone. Jeff, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I have a RiverSource life insurance company, life insurance policy that I didn't know I had. RiverSource, it's RiverSource RAVA 5 Advantage Available Annuity. On that, if I end a surrender that, it shows that I'm charged $8,000 with the company I'm with.
We're going to get you to hang on, Jeff. We'll get some more information from you here in a couple of minutes. Because
I won't need too much information. Yeah, it sounds like a big honking surrender charge. So 855-935-TALK is our number. We're going to talk about taking money out of a variable annuity and what that surrender charge actually means. You love this.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor's a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to the show. 855-935-TALK is our number. 855-935-8255. During the break, I went to Yelp and looked up RiverSource's reviews.
The spices are incredibly high there.
They have an average rating, of 1 star.
Yeah. So we're talking with Jeff. He's in a RiverSource annuity product that are sold primarily by, I think it's Ameriprise, correct?
Yeah. Ameriprise is a big seller of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when did you buy this?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with you. I do not know when they put this in, into my account.
How much is in it?
I got roughly all together, it's like $240.
In this annuity product? Wait a minute.
It's $107.
Okay.
$107,000?
And you didn't know they were putting it in this annuity product?
Whoa, dude, you've only been in for you've been in for less than 3 years.
I don't understand how you ended up in the RiverSource product without knowing it. I mean, so like your broker put you in this and didn't tell you?
He might have told me over the phone, but like a lot of us, I know very little about.
We're not picking on you.
I am not criticizing you at all. No. I am criticizing the idiot who sold this to you.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad about calling him or her an idiot at all, because all they cared about apparently was their commission. Because would you like to know how much money they made on your $100,000?
I hate to know, but
I'm going to hold your ears maybe, because that's a lot.
They made over $8,000.
Right. Yeah. I guess my question is, if I want to transfer my money to somebody else, what do I do? Or do am I going to pay that $8,000?
Yep.
Yes.
Or
do you know why you're going to pay that $8,000? Because RiverSource paid it to the person at Ameriprise, and so they're not going to they're not going to give that money up. The person at Ameriprise isn't going to give it up, and the insurance company's not going to give it up. So there's only one person to get it from, and that's you, account.
So if you're still working with this person, Ameriprise, I would terminate that relationship.
Fire them.
That's a no-brainer. Yep. But you still have the annuity. You need to go look at the declaration page to figure out when you purchased the annuity. Number one, you have a page somewhere that says these things.
I'm looking right at their prospectus.
Well, but
he got it within the past 3 years.
Okay, but if it was getting close to fourth, what is the surrender?
It goes to 7% in the fourth, after the third year.
So, I mean, the problem, and we looked into some of the expenses on this particular product, which it won't surprise you, are very high, because I have looked at RiverSource, because people have brought these into the office. I mean, this is
quite possibly one of the worst variable annuities I've ever seen.
Yeah, again, we're not picking on you, because it sounds like somebody sort of backdoored you into this without a whole lot. And is this qualified money? Is this like an IRA?
I am so naive.
All right, okay, that's fine.
Stuff.
Okay.
No, and it's not, your job to be sophisticated.
Yeah.
It's Ameriprise's duty to treat you responsibly. And I got to tell you, if I was in your shoes, I would be looking for an attorney. If what you tell me is true, that you had no idea you were being put into this, and that you didn't get a prospectus to read, I would go after this broker with everything I could bring to bear to at least get. I would file a complaint with the SEC. I would file a complaint with FINRA. I would ask for at least my commission back, if not some money that you didn't make over this period of time in a bad product.
The question is where to go find somebody to get that help, because we had this question
right.
This amount, because this amount typically you're not going to find a big securities litigator that wants to go after it. Doesn't have enough money.
But you know, there are some smaller players
Here's what I would do, because this is pretty easy. I would call the state insurance commissioner's office.
Good choice.
I would start there, and I would say, I was put in this problem. I didn't even know. Now, they have people that will help you, and that won't cost you anything to at least start
the
process.
But also the SEC, because this is a variable annuity, and the SEC regulates variable annuities.
Which, again, is going to be harder to get the... I think at the state level, you got a shot, because you're going to probably get a person that will help you. I have no idea if you call the SEC what they're going to tell you. I have no idea. But I would start there, Jeff, because this is not, as Don said, the word is not responsible.
Let me give you their phone number.
Okay.
You got a pen?
I do.
Call them on Monday, 800-562-6900.
Go a little slower. I don't know that he was ready to write.
800-562-5
6900. 6900.
Yeah.
1-800.
Yep.
562-6900. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Because it'll take me, even if I hate to say it, but even if I lost that, it would take me approximately 3 years to make that up.
At least a couple.
Yeah. Right. But the other side of that problem is, here's the reality. You're probably paying somewhere around 3% a year in fees.
Yep.
In that product. So it's a pay me now or pay me later part of the, in some ways, you bite down hard and you say, yeah, but I'm still on $107,000. I'm paying, $4,000 a year in fees. Better to just let them take their bite. That's why you'd want to look at when at least goes from 8% to 7%, because maybe then you just say, you know what, I'm going to swallow hard, I'm going to get my money and get it, as Don said, you're missing opportunity on the other side of what you would have made on that money, because the likelihood is with those high fees, you're simply not. It's not as simple as just saying, I'll wait out the surrender fee. That's the advice I would give you.
You have our
apologies for somebody in this business that should not have ever done this. This is, and especially if you're naive about money, they especially shouldn't have put you in this product. This is, I think Don had the right word. It's not responsible. I'll put it that way. So,
yeah. Well, it's a good example to talk about, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, and it's one of the cool things about living a long time is that you learn a lot of lessons.
That's true.
You've learned a lesson.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You've learned
awesome.
That's very kind. Thank you. We wish you well. And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, Jeff. Good luck. You can always call us back, too, later if you need more help, because we'll try to make sure you can at least get good advice on what to do next, because complaining about where you are today is not going to make it better. You got to figure out how to move forward. No, it's not.
I'm reading their prospectus. The fees are just appalling.
I know. I think you're probably looking at over 3% a year.
Well,
if the insurance part is over one, right? You said
the insurance part is over one.
Yeah.
The M&E is between 0.9 and 1.25.
Okay, so let's just say one.
But then they have some. But then they have some accumulation benefit riders, and then they have some other fees, and then they have the fees for the mutual funds.
Yeah, that's which are probably average, 80 basis points, 90 basis points? Who knows, right?
And the salesperson at Ameriprise made the firm split a little over $8,000 between them for, as the guy said, a phone call.
Yeah, which is, okay, I don't know that could, because they would need a signature for him to buy that product.
Would they?
Yeah, you can't just. put some, you know, I don't know, how, maybe an electronic signature? I have no idea. But
yeah,
they would need
could
a
e-signature.
Signature. Yeah. Hey,
could have been.
Yeah, that's not very kind.
Oh, wow. Variable account chart. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I found another fee of 0.5%.
Yeah, it adds up.
Oh, my gosh. There's all kinds of stuff here. And you know what? Reading these prospectuses is a chore. This prospectus is 126 pages long.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
You got to wonder if a lot of the folks in this industry just lack a conscience. Either they're naive or they lack a conscience or they're stupid. If you want to learn how investing is really supposed to work, Tom and our own Barb Devereaux are teaching a class called Real Retirement Roadmap. Get your tickets now at TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?